afterwards.
Well, it's a very great pleasure for us this evening to say hello to an up-and-coming Merseyside group, the Beatles. And I know their names, and I'm going to try and put faces to them. Now, you're John Lennon, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's right.
Then there's Paul McCartney, that's you.
That's me, yeah.
Then there's George Harrison. Over in the background here, and also in the background of the group, but making a lot of noise, is Ringo Starr.
Hello.
Are you all Liverpool types, then?
Yes.
Types, yes.
It's the Gay Sisters! They've got me! Fabulous!
The Gay Sisters? This is
not your hair.
This is the Beatles!
Hello, Beatle.
Where is he?
Where is he?
There he is!
Hello, Bongo!
That's Ringo!
Oh, is he there as well? Oh, good.
I want you, I want you so bad. I want you, I want you so bad. It's driving me mad, it's driving me mad. I want you, I want you so
we
want you.
I want you, baby.
I want you so bad.
I want you, baby.
I want you.
I want you, baby.
I want you so bad.
It's driving me mad. It's driving me mad.
I want you.
I want you, baby.
I want you so bad.
I want you, baby.
I want you.
I want you, baby.
I want you so bad.
I want you so
it's driving me mad. It's driving me mad.
To the mamas and papas.
Yes, and she's great, and I'm seeing her tonight.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving. If I was in L.A., California dreaming on such a winter's day. Went to a church yesterday. I stopped along the way. Well, I got down on my bended knees and I began to pray. We'll be right back.
But you know, when you're trying to sing like somebody else, everybody's voice is different. Sometimes you accidentally create your own style. You know what I mean? You'd be thinking you're sounding like the other guy, and they say, you know, this guy is really different.
All right, Steve.
Okay, baby.
That's it.
I go by.
And it wasn't one of them sad churches where they sing them songs that make you wish you could just hurry up and die and get it over with. And at the funeral, they used to have to tie the caskets down. Yeah. Yeah. And they had them fat sisters in there, used to get so glad and in the rhythm, had a little stove in the center of the church for heat, and invariably one of them fat sisters would feel so good, she would jump into the stove and holler, ow, right in the rhythm. And the Honorable Reverend back there had an old bass drum that somebody gave him. And when the groove got right and the fat sister hit the stove and hollered and Grandma shook the tambourine off the hip, the Reverend would get to feeling so good, he just hit himself all upside the head with the drumstick. Yeah.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me all you want to do is use me. But my answer all that he used me stuff I wanna spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you sat me right down and he talked to me, and he told me I ought not to let you just walk on me. I'm sure he meant well, yeah, but when you talked it through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes it's true, you really do abuse me. at me in a crowd of high class people. And you act real rude to me. But baby, 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 when you love me, I can't get enough. I wanna spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, you just keep on using me. Do you use me? Until you use me.
Because I've been in New York all the time. And he brought Charlie Parker in this hotel room in the Booker Washington Hotel.
There was nothing to do but play, you know, and we had a lot of fun trying to play.
Right after that, man, Charlie Parker was mine.
That was the first time I ever had the pleasure to meet Dizzy Gillespie.
I didn't remember Miles.
Miles was in my original band.
And Charlie Parker created the style. And the moment I heard him, I said, that's how music should sound.
A long time ago in the 40s, Dizzy and Bird gave us this song. They called it a night in. And the melody still lingers on.
elements of the universe: earth, wind, and fire.
Oh yeah! We just want to know, y'all, is there a happy feeling in the house this evening? All right.
Right now, we'd like to do a special song for you. A song we had the pleasure of recording with Ramsey Lewis.
You can't hide now. Oh! think of Michael, of all the stuff that's happened, you know, since then, you know, since that day when he first came to the house to do the whiz, you know.
Teachers on strike, no more school today. They want more money, but the board won't pay. People. Everybody's talking about ecology. The air's so polluted that it's hard to breathe. By the clothes you wear, they swear you a hippie if you have long hair. Young politicians fight for poverty while people still cry for equality.
They came to say goodbye to a prince of soul, Marvin Gaye, a singer who died before his time.
I like to raise people's consciousness, he said. I like to give them hope. Well, Brother Marvin, you did that.
Some of us know, some of us know, some of us don't know, some of us don't know, some of us know.
Take it,
Lord, you take it.
Oh, niggas gonna holler, the way they
we should be happy to know that in the spirit of what he was as a human being and the spirit of his music, Marvin is with us.
We'll be right back.
Baby, like to direct this question to Messrs. Lennon and McCartney. In a recent article, Time Magazine put down pop music, and they referred to Day Tripper as being about a prostitute and Norwegian Wood about as being about a lesbian. Oh, yeah. Now, I just wanted to know what your intent was when you wrote it and what your feeling is about the Time Magazine criticism of the music that is being written today.
We were just trying to write songs about prostitutes and lesbians, that's it.
Let's have a home.